Hi, I'm Chris Neeland, host of the new podcast, Cult Brand Secrets, brought to you by The Gathering and Evergreen Podcasts. The Gathering is a Forbes top-rated business summit and a masterclass for brand and business leaders hoping to reap the benefits of cult-like adoration. Every year, The Gathering brings together disruptors from around the globe to learn from and to celebrate the leaders behind some of the most iconic brands in the world, like Marvel, Skittles, Beats by Dre, Yeti, and the Dallas Cowboys. For the first time ever, this podcast will give you access to some of the exclusive business leader learnings from The Gathering's past events. On our free version, you can hear short excerpts from these presentations in your favorite podcast app. For access to full episodes, visit cultbrandsecrets.com and subscribe to premium. This short episode features some of our favorite excerpts from Jane's 40-minute presentation at The Gathering 2020. To hear more about Jane's personal and professional journey and how you can utilize her lessons in your own brand, check out Cult Brand Secrets Premium. By subscribing to our premium plan, you'll gain access to full presentations by the most well-known brands in the world, like Skittles, as presented from The Gathering's past events. Learn more at cultbrandsecrets.com. Jane Wong was the global vice president over fruit confections at Mars, which includes Skittles. She was actually just made the global VP over M&M's, which is my personal favorite candy. And M&M's was honored at The Gathering a year before Jane came to represent Skittles in 2020. Jane was such a pleasant surprise to me. She's just so direct, so kind. She's a little bit quirky. She's ridiculously smart. You know, in my experience, I find a lot of vanilla within giant CPG-type companies. Places like P&G, Nestle, Coca-Cola, Frito-Lay, people that thrive there tend to have to conform. They become these cogs within this giant machine. And they're always well-credentialed, of course. They have, you know, MBAs from the top schools, but they aren't always dynamic or super interesting because their personalities tend to conform to the average. And they're almost rewarded for how they fit in more than how they stand out. But Jane was just so different. She has this manner that helps her organization be comfortable with being uncomfortable. And she's really the perfect brand steward for such an offbeat brand as Skittles. I don't know if people know this, but Skittles is the number one globally selling non-chocolate candy. 200 million Skittles are produced every single day. Obviously, you know, when you're that big, much of the brand's success is really based on manufacturing consistency and your supply chain and your distribution within different countries. But, you know, Jane didn't come to talk to us about really any of that. Instead, she talked about consistent disruption in regards to consumer expectations, in regards to Skittles' storytelling, and in regards to different causes that Skittles supports. She elaborates on the discipline to stick with something, like Taste the Rainbow, which has been a work in progress for Skittles for nearly 30 years. You know, with how transient the CMO position is, it seems like mediocre or immature brands are really reimagining their identity and their value proposition every couple of years. And that's really the wrong way to do it. You should be more consistent and more disciplined and more committed the way that Skittles is. So you don't need me here to lecture you about it. You came here to hear from Jane, so let's listen to what she has to say.
Thank you for the lovely introduction, Rob. So I am Jane and I am the Global VP for Fruit Confections, as well as being the Global Brand Director on Skittles. I'm so happy to see so many of you enjoying packets of Skittles. I was just offered a pack and I was like, no, I'm good. I have a lot of these. So before I dive into one of my favorite topics, Skittles, I'll introduce myself to a few of you because I'm sure none of you know who I am. I have been at Mars Inc. for 17 years and I joined back in 2003 as a sales and marketing associate. In the last 17 years, I've had the opportunity to both live and work with Mars in Denmark, the Netherlands, the UK, and currently in Chicago within the US. You may or may not have been able to place my accent. For those of you who can't quite figure it out, I'm actually from Australia originally. There you go. I'm going to share with you some of my experiences and my learnings and how they apply to Skittles. Before I dive into a little bit of that, you may not know a lot about Mars either. We are one of the largest privately owned family businesses in the world. Yes, the Mars family are still involved in our business. We have annual sales of over $35 billion. We have over 125,000 associates, most of who actually work in our veterinary health business. And then also we've been operating for 108 years, of which obviously I've been experiencing part of that journey as well. Enough about me, enough about Mars. You're here to talk about Skittles and why we consider it a cult brand. Skittles is a type of brand that has fans that do this in their spare time. People make prom dresses out of our distinctive packaging. Incredible works of art out of our colourful lentils. Celebrities have custom vending machines in their house. I don't even get one of those. And people, and this is a little odd, some people even choose to take a bath in a tub full of colourful candy. I have some hygiene questions. However, the point of this is Skittles and Mars paid nothing. Zero. All of this was because of the incredible richness of engagement and viral content that our users were generating. So the question is, how do you get to this point, right? How do you get a brand to this point? And it didn't start that way. So what is the secret sauce that has really led us to here? And if we look past in the last 30 years, there's been a real common thread. It was in the mid-80s that we introduced what is now the famous tagline, "Taste the Rainbow." And it's in the last 20 years we've had a very consistent approach to this Skittles world that you know today. It's a little quirky, it's unexpected, strange, and at times uncomfortable, but we've been incredibly consistent about driving that in the last 20 years. And that really takes me to my first takeaway, the key lesson I'd share, which is, as you move forward into the future, be really clear about the jewels that you have in the past. We've had great successes in the last 30 years or so, but we've also had some really big misses, myself included. And what I didn't share with you earlier was Mars, and one of the reasons I've stayed for the last 17 years, is beyond the great brands and organization, it's a culture that really encourages learning by mistakes. They are the antithesis of perfection. It really embraces from your mistakes, learn, adjust, and then move forward. When everyone else is zigging, we wanted to zag. We wanted to disrupt the predictable. Every moment that's predictable, that's where our entertainment was coming from. Previously, our brand benefit was poking fun in reality. It was so loose. Everything was getting through like umbilical cord. And from this piece of work, what we really refined was our brand benefit, which is a welcome disruption to the predictable. We love being late to the party. When it's getting to the point where you know it's going to happen, you're kind of starting to roll your eyes, that's when Skittles comes in to disrupt what you can expect in a really surprising way. So I just want to give you a quick summary of the key lessons that I've learned as in my time on Skittles in the last few years. One, do look back to the past if you have it to see what it is that really is relevant and has brought you to where you are and still remains. I was the first to say, get rid of the tagline, let's start from scratch. We've all been there. We've all been in marketing where you're like, oh, it's easy to redo the whole thing. And I'm so glad that the conversations and we decided to stick with what had made us great, which was Taste the Rainbow. Really simple thing. You need to make sure people understand what you're talking about in a really, really simple way. Trying to describe and explain humor to associates around the world was so challenging. That little box has been the biggest unlocker in terms of some of the work that we're seeing come out, which is on par with the work we've seen on Broadway and Super Bowl as well.
The Jim Stroud Podcast explores the discoveries and trends forming the future of our lives. Brain-to-brain communication, robot bosses, microchip implants for workers, and artificial intelligence replacing human workers are all happening now. If you want to know what's happening next, subscribe now to the Jim Stroud Podcast.
I love Skittles' culture of learning, their permission that they give themselves to make mistakes. I love Jane's example of giving over their rainbow to pride. Just think about how your boss would react if you came in and suggested something as bold as changing your logo or your packaging or getting rid of the most iconic thing about your brand to support a cause like pride. I don't know how many other brand leaders would agree to do that. And I know many, many brand leaders, different CEOs, and even board members who would question if you're even qualified to run their marketing department for suggesting something so audacious. But that's really the point to me. Cult brands do things that are bold enough to be noticed. Nike puts Colin Kaepernick on a billboard campaign. Red Bull drops a guy from outer space. Coca-Cola lets Stranger Things bring back New Coke, arguably the biggest product blunder of the 20th century. The world doesn't need more boring, more expected, more of the same. What Skittles does and what they continue to do is both super fun to watch and really interesting for us to learn from. The Skittles Broadway musical that Jane talked about, instead of doing a Super Bowl commercial, goes down to me as one of the bravest, craziest, and most successful cult-like campaigns that I have ever heard of. So please use Jane's presentation as a best-in-class example of what good looks like. I hope that you use her experience as motivation to push your company and to push your career to the uncomfortable places where genius and success are often found. I hope you enjoyed these curated parts of Jane's presentation. I highly recommend listening to the full speech by subscribing to Cult Brand Secrets Premium. Subscribe today and you'll receive a special early bird price available only for a limited time. Subscribe and learn more at cultbrandsecrets.com. Once again, this is your host, Chris Nealand, and you've been listening to Cult Brand Secrets, where we explore the great speakers and insights shared at The Gathering, a Forbes top-rated business summit. Learn more about The Gathering at cultgathering.com. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please rate and review us on your podcast app. It really helps. Cult Brand Secrets is a production of Evergreen Podcasts. Learn more about our podcasts at evergreenpodcasts.com. Special thanks to Connor Standish and Laura Winter for their assistance in making this podcast possible. Also, I'd like to thank our producer and audio engineer, William Pritz, as well as executive producers David Moss and Bridget Coyne. I'm your host, Chris Nealand. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, change agents, to your go-to place for stories that ignite your spirit, fuel your purpose, and connect us all. We believe in the incredible power of the human spirit, its boundless resilience, and the inspiration it brings to our lives. On the Driving Change podcast, we'll journey together through the extraordinary yet very relatable experiences of some of the most amazing people on earth. Our mission? That through these stories, we might just spark change within you and awaken a newfound motivation to harness your unique gifts to make a real difference in the world. So get ready to be inspired and join us on this incredible adventure. You can find the Driving Change podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you love listening to your favorite podcasts.